He was struggling about on crutches, the result of two ruptured spinal discs, which can give out over time, whether or not you're the kind of person who can explain the attraction between the mass of the earth and the mass of your back. When he makes his way from desk to couch, he drops down gratefully. Behind him is a whiteboard with a storm of equations written on it. The numbers and glyphs frame his face in a perfect metaphor for the impossibly complex ideas that play out in his head, then somehow emerge comprehensibly and coherently on the page. It's a busy time for Green. His World Science Festival will begin its 13th season in May in New York City and its 5th year in its satellite venue in Brisbane, Australia, in March. The Down Under version attracted a total of 700,000 visitors in its first 4 years. The New York edition has drawn a cumulative 2 million people and more than 40 million online views of its content. Green, 57, is also preparing for a promotional tour of his new book and keeps up a full schedule of teaching, holding office hours, and advising graduate students. During our conversation, he mentioned that he was booked to give an evening talk on superstring theory to a gathering of the university's Society of Physics students. It's a Friday night, a party night, but for the students and Green, talking superstrings is a party. I've found that the theoretical physicists I've spent the most time with are the ones who are just enthralled by the ideas and the minutiae of an equation working out, he says. The only difference I have seen relative to my colleagues is I've never found pure research to be enough. I've always felt like the world is so big and rich that I need to engage with it in different ways. And that can be the books, it can be the TV shows. Green comes by his love of performance rightly. His father was a vaudeville entertainer as well as a composer and voice coach. But Green's own passion was math and science, and then big science, the kind that seduces you with questions that both demand and defy answers, that can cross the line from science to something else entirely. Here, too, a close family member helped. "My brother is a Hare Krishna devotee," Green says. "He's 13 years older than I am. When I was little and getting interested in math and physics, he'd say, 'What are you learning?' I'd describe the Big Bang, and he'd pull out the Vedas and read to me from them. It was a very interesting back and forth over the decades between the scientific pathway toward a certain kind of truth and the spiritual religious pathway to a certain kind of truth."